When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is X-Pac, and you're listening to Matt Mania with Megaran and Teak Hall. And if you're not down with that, got two words for you.
Half in.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank
Hello.
You so much,
Mega Man,
for tuning in to another action-packed, high-impact, high-flying episode of the Matt Mania podcast. As always, well, as most of the time, I'm here. My name's Megaran. Very good to see you all. Who else is in the building?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, the Neo X, blessing your little earlobes with my spectacular sound and vocal prowess.
Yeah, who else is in the building?
T-Call.
Okay.
Are you sure? Is the question mark on the end of that?
No, he just gave that big T-Call? Elaborate answer, so I'm just T-Call.
Just T-Call. I'm in the building.
Yes, yes. And it is me, yeah. Brock Knowledge, here again. Matt Maniacs, thank you for tuning in. We got a jam-packed episode for y'all.
We got a lot to talk about. It's episode 84. We already know the title. This is the first time we've ever had the title before we started. We knew Half In was going to be the title.
Yeah.
We'll get to why in a minute. But first, though, we got to start off with, as we usually do, we like to put some things over. We'll tell you about what we did that's outside of the world of wrestling. Right now, I'm going to start. My boy John Riggs, Rigged Games,
friend of the
John
show.
Blue Riggs, big fan and friend of the show, hooked up. What he does is he mods existing video games.
He's
he takes
a hacker.
Them, he gets in there and hacks and
hacker man.
Solders and mixes and stuff around. And so what he did was he made a Mega Ran version of Mega Man 2.
Ooh.
One of my favorite games of all time. But now the main character, instead of little blue
the
white
blue
guy,
bomber.
It's me, the Black Bomber. And I throw little vinyl discs at enemies instead of like the little lemons he shoots.
Oh.
And you get all the weapons. He changes colors. He changed my picture in all of the like the cutscenes too. Like it looks good. So I played all the way through it today on my Twitch.
You know, you might want to watch out because that white professor in Oakland might have to call the cops on you for being in the Mega Man game there, sir.
Mega Man's supposed to be white.
I think I saw a black guy in a Mega Man game. So shout out to that lady. We have to talk about her as well. She has taken over the internet. Bro, when Black Twitter gets a hold of something, they don't let go.
Shout out to Black Twitter.
This has been incredible.
It's been amazing.
What do they call her? Just Becky on the phone?
Something like that.
Phone Becky has been everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen Phone Becky.
Phone Becky. My homie sends me one of those like every hour, I swear. I saw the variation with Kanye on the phone calling. I saw her on the phone saying, hey, they're memeing me too much.
You see the Sean P one?
No, there's a Sean P one.
Go to the Duck Down Instagram page.
They did what too?
Yeah. I saw one where she was like running and then it had
Wakanda.
No, I saw the one where she was running with Wakanda, but it was also one where she was running and then it had like Martin Luther King's face face, Rosa Parks' face.
It's just like
crying. They was all like laughing at her or something. Yeah, she was crying.
You know what's gonna happen? You know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna call it right now. She's gonna file a lawsuit against the person who filmed her for like emotional distress. It's coming.
That looks really dope.
Right? So he's watching it on Twitch now. So the game is just
sly.
It's me in there fighting instead of Mega Man. It's so cool. It came out so dope, man. Johnny Riggs, we love you for this.
Go to twitch.com/MegaRan.
Twitch.tv. You'll see Megaran in
That's
the game.
That's crazy.
It's so dope, right? And in the very first, like in the beginning, instead of saying copyright, whatever, Capcom, it says extra credit out now. Like, it's just like,
man.
He did really little subtle things. Big shout out, Johnny. I love you, brother.
You know what was dope, though? Just kind of going off of that. I remember when you used to sell the 8-Brick carts in your shows.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if you can get a little bit of that produced, mass produced, you know?
Ooh, I'll be working on them. I was just getting to that. Infinite NES Lives is the company that makes those random carts, and we're going to try to get them. But they're expensive, he said.
I was a big fan of those,
for him to go in there and make them. And he's going to literally build them by hand.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with a small run, maybe 10 or 15 of them. So
Splash Woman.
Let the peeps know. Let us know if you'd be interested in copping one, and we'll work on getting one for you. Thank you for the support, as always. Go follow John Blue Riggs on the Twitters.
John Blue Riggs.
You're getting put over, buddy. All right. Neo, what you got?
Riggs.
So Riggs. EDC is around the corner. For those of you who might not know, EDC stands for the Electric Daisy Carnival. It's held every year in Las Vegas. And I'm a big fan of electronic music, trap music. So I think I'm going to put that over just because ever since my friends were telling me that they're going to go to EDC, I just kind of got back into this whole like techno, trance, trap, jungle, D&B phase. And it's funny, I'll be at my cubicle, you know, headphones on. I'm like, so
jamming out,
and it's just really cool. Just,
who's your favorite? Any favorites right now?
Nice to switch it up
in the EDM world.
I listen to a lot of Diplo. Yeah. I like Major Lazer. He's really good too. I like there's various
Major
DJs.
Major Lazer.
Yeah.
Yo.
DJ Porter.
I like some of his stuff though.
Yeah, it's really good.
Did you ever watch the Major Lazer cartoon?
No. I saw some of it on YouTube though, because I was searching for Major Lazer on YouTube and saw that there's the snippets and clips of it.
He has that song Febreze, right?
Isn't that just somebody else Febreze, with Diplo?
No, it's a song.
What?
You know what it is.
What?
Major Lazer. He's like Diplo's alter ego or something, isn't he?
Major Lazer's black. Else?
Yeah, it's another guy. He's a guy.
It's another guy.
He's a guy.
No, they have a group together, though, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's something that's combined with those two.
Okay. And you know what's really dope is this week at... I forget the time and place, but I have a computer on my phone. I forgot. True. Actually, if you're a big fan of electronic music, there's going to be a Daft Punk cover band here in Phoenix,
One more time.
Arizona. Yeah, one more time. I've been to one of their shows. And
I opened for them once. It was great.
Yeah. And, you know, they're going to be here, I think, next Friday. And tickets are still available. I'm sure it is. And so, yeah, if you're in Arizona, you like electronic music, but since you're an old head like me, you like Daft Punk and, you know, Darude. So, yeah, electronic music has evolved a lot. And it's funny. I felt like my love of electronic music came from playing video games.
Really?
You know, so I remember listening to, like, you know, again, like, you know, some of the Mega Man stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to Contra, and it was all just flowy and fast paced and consistent, you know. And I think those beats really influenced me to really like electronic music.
That's what's up. Yeah. Recently, though, one of EDM's brightest youngest stars passed away. Have you heard of this guy? I don't remember how to pronounce him.
It was recently.
Avicel.
I forget how to pronounce his name. But dope stuff, man. I just got into his music, and I was like, I don't know if I know this guy. And then one of my friends was like, oh, you know him. Like, and he played me his biggest song, Wake Me Up. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard this. So, Shane, man, it's like almost a joke where we associate EDM electronic music with like drug use and all that, you know, stuff that might go on at those concerts. But like, he was really struggling, man, and he took his own life, and it's really sad. He was like 22 or something. So man,
so
shout
much
out to
talent. So much
talent, man. And can't say enough, man. I mean, people probably hear it a lot, and it sounds mad cliche, but if you're going through things, man, talk to people, talk to friends, talk to family, talk to professionals. Don't be afraid of any stigma or what people might say or think.
I think
people go through things, man, and it's important to talk it out.
You know, going off of that, I'm not sure if y'all saw this, but Mauro Ranallo, he's putting out a special on Showtime about the mental health.
Yeah,
and one of the things that resonated with me, he says mental health is a lifelong. I'm probably gonna screw it up, but he mentions like mental health is a lifelong struggle, but it shouldn't be a life ending. It shouldn't be life ending. Oh, I'm sorry. He said mental health is lifelong, but it's not life ending.
Okay.
That so makes sense. Yeah. So those of you who, you know, who definitely go through those mental anguishes, just remember, you know, we're all in this together. So yeah, reach out, man.
Talk to somebody, man. You know? Share your feelings, because you're not the only one. And as a teacher, I've always learned that. You know how they always say, like, kids are always afraid to speak up because they think they're the only ones with the dumb question.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, man, a lot of people are suffering in silence. So when you speak up, that helps out a lot of people.
Well, and
so
it's really nice, too, just to, you know, remember, be thankful for what you do have, you know, and, you know, even be thankful for what you don't have. Mm. And, you know, and just remember to make the most of each day, each situation.
True.
If I don't say it enough.
And people, while you're reaching out, make sure you reach out to NeoX while I fact check his ass real quick.
Ooh.
Damn.
And let him know that Major Lazer is a group that consists of three people.
Oh.
Diplo and DJ Jillionaire and Washley Flair.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That was a black dude.
It's not one person.
Yeah.
There's an MC in Major Lazer that's a black dude.
Yeah, that's just a created image, like that Jamaican dude.
Oh, that's not a person.
Yeah,
it's the image that they've created.
Hey, I'm only as ignorant as what I'm looking at. So
it's like yeah.
Use your Googles.
It's kind of like what Gorillaz does, maybe?
It's like Gorillaz, I was about to say. You can't be like, oh, the Gorillaz are, well, there's that
bunch of white guys. One black guy named
Those guys are overrated.
There's that one guy that looks like
that zombie dude. There's that animated dude. Nah.
Yeah.
The gorilla looking dude.
The gorilla looking dude. All right, so.
Isn't that, what's his name, Deltron? He's a gorilla-looking dude.
I think so. So, Teak, what you got, bruh?
I'm going to put over this television show called The Last OG. Any of y'all check that out yet?
No. Tracy Bits Morgan? And pieces,
but I wasn't sure if I would like it, so how
like
is it?
Tracy Morgan.
You don't like Tracy Morgan?
No.
What?
Okay.
This man survived a life-ending almost like
you don't like Tracy Morgan.
Let's sit in the corner.
I'm fine.
It is actually good. I've been watching it. So
he's
got,
funny as fuck, man.
It's got Tracy Morgan on it. It's got Tiffany Haddish, who's also going to be hosting the MTV, movie and TV awards?
Yep, something like that, yeah. She's killing it. I hope she doesn't like Kevin Hart the game.
Man.
Because she's getting close to it. Where, like, she's in everything right now, and it's like...
But what is she?
All right, slow
she's
down.
In a lot of what?
Though? Movies. Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah.
What?
She got so much stuff coming out. I saw, like, three things in the previews this last
week.
You
all about fact-checking today, ain't you?
No. The thing is,
the movie
because,
her
like,
and Kevin Hart got a movie coming.
She's a lot of places. Yep.
She's
not in
Groupon
a lot of things, so I don't think
person.
That she's, like, ruined her image yet.
It'll take time.
Somebody like
give it time. She'll come to the Kevin Hart side.
I hope not.
Kevin Hart is just Kevin Hart and everything.
And he just put out that commercial with Mean Gene about Gatorades or Mountain Dews or some shit like that.
But Yo was got Cedric the Entertainer in it also.
Word.
He's supposed to be like the PO.
Cedric the Entertainer
at the house where Tracy Morgan is staying at the halfway house.
Okay,
he just got out of jail.
Okay,
and then Tiffany Haddish. Was his girl before he went into jail.
Mm.
She was pregnant when he went into jail. He ain't know. So she got twins that are his.
Oh.
And she's dating
dating
now.
Yeah,
a white guy.
Where?
So Tracy Morgan is trying to get in, meet his kids, you know, stuff like that. Trying to get back with her, but at the same time, like, not trying to really, like, interfere with what her and her dude got going on. Just trying to, like, get back in his kids' life.
Yeah.
Slowly get himself into that picture.
Slowly but surely, like, trying to move his way back
in. So he's working from the undercard, working himself up
working
to the
main
event.
Right.
So by the end of the season, they're going to have a kiss. And then we're like, ooh, what's going
on? What they going to do next season? Like, yeah. It's good. It's dope.
One of the previews I remember, like, he just got out of the cab, right? And he walked up to these two black folk sitting on the stoop. And he was like, what was it? Like, yo, I respect your hustle.
He was like, y'all out here just like I was.
Just
y'all
like
out
I
here
was.
Getting that paper and all this stuff. And then they ended up being gay.
Yeah,
and he's like, man,
right?
New York has changed.
I was like,
he did say that. He was like,
I think
they gentrifying everything.
It fooled me, man. I was like, okay.
So, all right, The Last OG, check it out if you can. Rock knowledge.
Yeah, it comes on TBS.
Got? Oh yeah, it's on TBS.
Yeah,
I don't have cable, but you know,
it probably is on Hulu or any streaming service that you use.
Yeah,
Showbox.
We'll be sponsored on TBS
HD online.
One of these days.
Yeah, so this week I am going to put over. It was announced on Monday. Joe Budden has inked his deal with Revolt TV.
Mm.
He has a show coming out this summer called State of the Culture. I'm a big Joe Budden fan, as you all know if you listen to this podcast.
We should know.
He is much more than Pump It Up, though.
Pump It Up.
what he did on Everyday Struggle was incredible, and Complex really took a L when they let him go because the show's not on no more.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear about what's his name? Well, obviously, because you
Star wanted out. Yeah,
Star left. He left.
Pump It Up.
That show,
Everyday Struggle. So it's over.
Show was never going to work without
they
Joe.
They were on a break.
Five on your bank to get it.
This
on.
Is what they said. They were on a break, and while they were on a break, Star left.
Yeah.
So
now
they're on, I guess, indefinite break until they find either another host or something.
Wow.
Mm. Like them not having Joe Budden on there.
He's the star power.
Well,
he's what people
pay
to watch.
That's the Complex, but I mean, it screwed up whatever she was doing. He's got his own little like YouTube thing where he came from, so he just went back to doing that.
He's got
that.
His own brand, so yeah, he's good.
And I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get him on something else by himself or with somebody else. Like, he brought them, but it was just like, you know, they need the contrast, and Joe's the contrast, and he's gone.
Yeah, just so Joe's going to revolt.
I'm going to ask you, Rock, yeah, how you think that's going to affect his podcast?
Nothing. It's not going to affect the podcast at all.
In any way?
Nope.
No? All
right. If the they move the entire podcast to a show, would that upset you?
No. I'm going to tune in every week.
Like if they took the Joe Budden podcast or...
Then it'd be on Revolt.
If they took that and then made it like Everyday Struggles, as they put it on.
As long as you give me an episode, as long as I get a podcast once a week, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm a day one fan of the podcast. I enjoy it. It's my favorite podcast to listen to.
Yeah, it'd be the same next type to this one.
Hopefully it will. That's Joe's whole thing or whatever is that, you know.
He wouldn't have signed if he wouldn't have signed.
Yeah, but that's something he's doing by himself though, not with the other guys. I feel like that what they're doing with their podcast. That's why they haven't went to anything else, that they're only uploading it on SoundCloud
themselves
and YouTube. Yeah, because they want to have total control.
And they got the
free.
They are ad free. Mm-hmm. It is a free podcast that does better numbers.
Well, do you remember the episodes when they were trying, when they had sponsors?
Yeah, the Me Undies spots were classic.
Oh my god!
But yeah, big shouts out to Joe, man. Like I said, I'm a huge fan. I'm looking forward to the show. I think it's going to be something that we all need, because I think Joe's perspective on things is he might be a little crazy, but he knows where he's coming from. He's talking about stuff he knows about. So
exactly,
definitely be on the lookout for State of the Culture this summer on Revolt. And before I get out of here, the new segment, Rock Snack of the Week. Yes, indeed. Got to give a big shout out to none other than Rihanna. Mm. She had the new Fenty lingerie line, and she's been dropping some photos on the gram. And Rihanna's looking like a snack, fellas.
Whew. Yes. So
did y'all see those Met Gala pics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
We did talk about the Met Gala a little bit, yeah.
So here's another cool thing that's happened. Speaking of Rihanna, she just dropped a new clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to get a bunch of women, Elle Magazine. Thank God for Elle Magazine. They decided to get 20 women sized 32A to 40DD to test drive Rihanna's new Fenty bras.
20.
So that's all I'm going to say about that. Go on to lmagazine.com.
I will be doing that.
And check it out. Moving on.
Yes.
Snacks for all occasions.
Yes.
That's snacks for several weeks. All right. So apparently there was some wrestling going on. Before we get into actual wrestling action, I just want to talk about the weekend wrestling. So this is what happened. Let's go from Sunday.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to late Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
All of them.
I had a fun Mother's Day. Took my mom out and wifey. We had some food. We saw some friends and family. It was dope. Now, at the same exact time, I decide one day during a little bit of downtime over breakfast to check my email. And then I check the Matt Mania email. And then we get an email from StarCast/All In. Yes. Now,
this email came through at like 7 in the morning.
7 a.m. Now, remember, we're on West Coast time, so I guess we're behind.
We're already behind most people. 3 hours.
We're normally pretty sleepy.
I think, yeah, Chicago Central, that's 2 hours.
Yeah,
so we're behind.
We're behind. But I don't see that message till maybe 4 or 5 dinner time. And it says 7:30 a.m. that All In tickets will be going on sale at 4. But
we had to purchase them
as special guests on Podcast Row. Let us know by 3:30 if you would like a special rate for All In tickets. I'm not going to say what the rate was, but damn good. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Super good rate.
Phenomenal.
And I was like, I'm all about it. Not realizing that we're 7 hours late to this email. I was like, oh, let's go. And I respond. I start getting on the text with everybody like, okay, guys.
All right, let's go. We're all in, right?
We
got
to do it. We're all in. Are we doing it? Are we in? Are we in? And then that takes another half an hour to convince the rest of the crew.
No, we're all in.
If we're all in or not. So this makes us about 8 hours late for this email. I then respond and was like, yo, sending them a PayPal right now.
I'm sick. I get up and go to the bank to put money in my account to send Rand money.
This is the dedication level. Are you hearing this from the Matt Maniacs? Now,
and he gets it, and then he's like, yeah,
I instantly send it. I send it on PayPal, and then it goes whoop, 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 and refunds back immediately. Like, nah. And then the email says, refunded. Just one word. Sorry, man. All out was the next one. And I was like,
right, I'm like,
all
damn.
In, all out. Meanwhile, All In actual tickets went on sale 4 p.m. and sold out in like less than an hour.
And yeah, that probably. Was the second attempt, boys and girls. Like, we, so I know, I tried.
Tickets for regular folks, for the plebes, were gone in an hour.
29 minutes.
The special people had a chance before that, and we missed that. So here we are thinking we are not all in at all. We are all out. And
we're crying. We're cursing.
Kind of doom and gloom in the text, in the chat. Like, man, I don't want to go to Chicago anyway.
It probably smells like feet anyway.
I want to go here and smell those marks. And so we're like,
because
we don't want to go anywhere.
We were saying that because, as everybody knows, we're going to announce it here, I guess, for the first time.
Of course.
Live is that we're going to be at StarCast.
Yes.
Yes, we're on Podcast Row. We are one of the official partners on Podcast Row that will be interviewing a bunch of folk and hanging out all weekend at All In.
So, that's what that means.
So if you people haven't got it, that's where that's
what that means. I didn't know.
That's where the half in came from.
So therefore, we don't necessarily know our status for All In.
But however, we've accepted our doom at this point. Like, all right, y'all, we're half in.
We took that. But for you guys.
1 foot in the grave and 1 foot.
This is for the Matt Maniacs, not for us. We're going to selflessly get on planes and go to Chicago.
Yes.
Hang out. Eat Chicago dogs and enjoy.
Deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza and life in Chicago. Maybe hang out with CM Punk. And then.
Hey.
We're going to do all that just for y'all so we can be at StarCast.
Exactly.
Hanging out on Podcast Row. So come through. Give us some drops. Hang out. We'll put y'all on the air. Come say hi. Meet the squad. We're going to get some exclusive merch, hopefully.
Yes. And if y'all got a way to get us all in, let us know. Maybe 75% in? Can we be three-quarters
we
in?
We can be mostly most of the way in.
And Matt Maniacs, I mean,
Just not the tip.
And Matt Maniacs, I implore you all. Get on your Twitter devices because you do have the power. Mm-hmm. And I want you to tweet at the Young Bucks, at Cody, at Conrad, at everyone at StarCast. Say, we need the Matt Mania to be all in.
Yo, and before the podcast is over, I gotta bring them up. But we need to shout out the rest of the podcast that's going to be
featured. It's so many, but we will.
No, yeah. It was like four tweets that had people on Podcast Row that was going to be there.
Our fellow podcast rowers.
Yeah, I saw them talking about that they can't wait to be there and meet all the rest of the podcasters and chop it up.
Our cast got to stick together. So we'll shout them out before the show's over.
And then on the heels of All In, you know, I think it's a good little segue to. Or are you done with the story?
I think that's the end of the story. So we're halfway in. People have been explaining to us. So I think we will at least be in the city that everything's happening, mm-hmm. and we will be at StarCast all weekend. Or as far as our All In status, we are up in the air. But if you know one thing about me, and when I travel, and especially when I'm out with Teak, we make things happen.
Yeah.
So don't worry, y'all. You've seen the photos. You've seen us with Shane McMahon. You've seen us with, I don't know who else. I'm just saying.
AJ Styles.
Just a lot of people.
AJ Styles. You've seen me backstage with Okada.
Backstage at Wale Mania.
It's happened. So I say that to say, we'll be all right.
Sprinkle a little Megaran dust on your brother.
We're going to be all right. So I think we should segue
into the burial of the week
You got to queue up.
Well, and the reason
let them know though because we haven't done a burial in a while. So
and the reason
what
why
happens
we bring
with
this
burials
because it's this is what we're gonna do. Anytime something does not go right in the world of professional wrestling. We definitely got to put someone on blast. So, this week it pertains to All In, and
it does. We talked about how great everything has been with All In. Oh, I didn't say, but I have to absolutely congratulate. That's not our burial music.
Conga line.
We got No Way Jose.
That was No Way Jose's music. Sorry.
No Way Jose is here live on the Matt Mania podcast.
That was on T Call's Spotify playlist.
Oh man, I should have put over clip. Did you go watch it?
Which one
that I tagged you on Facebook, Rock said that No Way Jose and Childish Gambino was trash. Did you see it?
I did.
It was Childish Gambino dancing to No Way Jose.
Yeah,
music.
I saw that. I try not to watch
any of the
any of the memes of the Childish Gambino song.
I know, but who said
the Suavemente one is hilarious.
It's pretty good.
Somebody said, was it you, Rock?
Call
or
me
it might
maybe
have been somebody just
too.
In Facebook that said, this is the biggest thing to happen in No Way Jose's career.
That wasn't me.
Wow.
It might be, though.
Dang,
okay.
Son.
So are y'all ready?
You're ready to bury.
I think we're ready to bury.
Oh.
So who are we burying, brother?
Burial of the week.
Yo, so we about to bury the scalpers.
Yo, you scalpers suck, man. So this is what happened. Things sold super quick, right? We're like, oh man, bots. I'm glad all the friends got it.
Like and I'm then, saying, and that was our second
all
effort.
All the fans got it. And then I went and went on like StubHub, and people are selling tickets for $500, $1,000.
$1,200.
What was awful is that I was watching the All-In press conference, and then at the end, they're doing this video, and Nick and Matt Jackson were like, well, no, we wanted to make the show affordable, but we can't control what scalpers really do.
Can you, though? See, this is why people use Ticketmaster, and people hate Ticketmaster, but Ticketmaster has those bot stoppers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you got to
the codes.
You
got to
put in stuff, the letters and type stuff.
And that's why people use it. I hate it for all the fees.
All the fees.
But, you know, it keeps the scalpers away.
Right.
Now, we would have paid extra fees. A $23 ticket was the cheapest, which is dope. But on there probably been $40 on Ticketmaster.
Yeah. But is it really affordable when, I mean, I don't know. I know what our rate was, and I don't know how much tickets was because by the time I looked on
cheapest was $23
up to
like
they were already sold
maybe,
out.
What?
Exactly.
It was like maybe $400
everything
for front
was
row.
Pretty much sold out.
Yeah.
$23
by the time I
to $400
because I'm just
was
like,
it.
So the tickets that are being scalped, how much is the markup on them? Like for you said a $500
that all
ticket.
Depends.
No,
what
that's
section
the
is that?
The front row seats were like $150.
Yeah, the best retail. Seat in the house was like maybe $200.
Yeah, it wasn't
okay,
that expensive.
So,
it
wasn't even that much.
Okay,
the cheapest was $23 for nosebleed. Got those you. Are $100 now.
Okay, you know so $1,200 is a hell of
that.
A markup.
Your best bet.
That's a major
like,
markup.
Your best bet if you're in Chicago or if you're going to be there trying to go, is hopping on all the ticketing apps the day of. Because there's gonna be scalpers who have tickets that they can't get rid of.
Yeah,
and you'll get a cheap seat.
Make those people pay, man. Do not pay $1,200 for a ticket at all. Make them wait to the last minute, and then they're gonna have to lower it.
I wonder how many of y'all are gonna like go all in on one ticket. Y'all gonna share a ticket, man? I'm gonna go in and watch this match. Then I'm gonna come out.
Maybe.
Then I'm gonna
it's
give kind of
like
ticket.
What y'all did at the ROH show.
Hey, we got tickets.
We got in on ROH that same way. All right, so Eva, friend of the show. Came through. Hate to put you on blast, Eva, but Eva paid almost $500 for two tickets.
Eva rocks it.
And she will be there, but the scalpers got her.
That hurts, man.
So that really sucks.
You know, and you know what's really shitty is, you know, Dave Meltzer put out a tweet about it. He's like, oh, well, scalpers have been around, you know, forever and whatnot.
Shut
and
up,
I,
Uncle Dave.
And I tweeted at him. I'm like, but listen, like, it still takes away from the passionate fan who wanted to make all in their yearly or even like their yearly vacation.
That was their like treat to themselves and then they can't do it.
But I just being fair or at least to understand their point of view, there's nothing that they could have done.
Exactly.
No.
Yo, but I even got something to say.
You kept the prices down and they did it at a low cost.
Right.
Yeah, we know scalpers gonna do what they gonna do. But I even saw on Twitter, like I saw people buying tickets purposely to sell them and I feel like that's fucked up also.
I hate when people do that.
That's like people who buy shoes or whatever to go like, oh, I'm a flip these.
It's
like
just the
if
market,
you're
though.
But if you're a wrestling fan and you weren't gonna buy the ticket for you to go, then let somebody buy the ticket.
At
why
face
buy the,
value.
Exactly. Why buy the ticket so that you can try to flip the ticket and make a profit off of all in?
Right.
Yeah.
There was no reason, and that's the thing. It takes away from the fan who wanted to see it.
Right. And I get the fact that you know you can't do anything about scalpers, but at least let us gripe. Show empathy because we're griping, we're salty, you know, because of shenanigans.
Yeah.
So
I mean, there's reason to be because, like, the markup is crazy. Even if they were going to scalp them a little higher, but prices that I'm seeing is ridiculous.
Sad
and that's because scalpers also didn't get that many tickets, so, like.
See, and I heard that argument, but still, the fact is, I'm still salty about it.
I am
so mad at it.
The fact is that people who wanted to go are priced out. And that sucks.
Keep in mind, come Royal Rumble time next year,
same thing's gonna happen. But again, I do the same thing on WWE events. Like, if you really want a ticket, wait till that last day.
You can get them for cheap
and get it for cheap. Don't go for those crazy scalper prices, man.
That's what keeps
them in business.
But for the people that's been following up with All In,
I get
retweeting
it. I
all
get
of their
it, man.
Stuff. Had their money. They're sitting at their computer.
No, they
they're
had
like
their safe
refreshing all day.
No, but I'm saying
day.
Counting down, like, oh, the last minute. This is when I'm about to get on there and get my tickets, and then boom,
you know,
everything is gone.
Go ahead.
I think honestly, if All In becomes a yearly event for them, which it possibly could, because this one is so successful,
yeah,
I think they'll learn. And maybe they will switch to a service where you have to put in like one of them little codes
that
proves you're actually a person.
Right.
They might do that going forward.
Well, and you know what's real shitty?
Or just password protect the site and say, okay, we're going to give out 100 of these passwords.
Because do you think they honestly...
100 more of these, and then 100 more of that.
Do you think they honestly thought it was gonna sell out that fast or sell that well?
According to what I've heard on podcasts and on you know, different articles, they didn't anticipate that.
Yeah. I can't imagine they did.
It was better than anticipated. They should have kept some tickets to the side for the podcasters.
Maybe they do. Maybe they did.
I think they did, and then they sold them.
No, that's what I'm saying. And not sold them. You should have... let the tickets that were going to sell online sell, and then if podcasters didn't get theirs, then you could have been like, oh, we have more tickets that are being available online.
They just might still do that. Just hold tight. No,
I'm thinking there may be
the news right now is a
sellout. There may be additional seats at the venue that could open, that are blacked out. They might just sell.
They could.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is Conrad said on the...
faith, basically.
Well, yeah. Conrad also said there's still more to be announced.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that means, obviously... more to be announced means more bodies. More bodies equals more capacity.
They'll figure it out.
Capacity tickets. And I guess, you know, one of the thoughts that I was going to say is, oh, I was seeing that people were booking hotels and flights and couldn't get a ticket to All In.
Oh, that sucks.
They did everything else.
Again, there's not much anybody could
do. Because the hotel rooms
were
not refundable.
Yeah.
Well, they were on sale before the tickets.
Well, hotels are always on sale.
Again.
Well, right, if you wanted to stay at the hotel where everything was going at.
What do we do, though? We can't do anything, but let us gripe about it.
So move on.
Half in.
Suck it up. Be half in like the rest of us. We'll all meet outside of the venue and
we'll have our own
drink
brews
and do a podcast.
We'll do a live podcast
from the outside of All In. Call it All Outside. All outdoors.
Group around an iPhone.
It'll be the Not In edition of the Matt Mania podcast.
Hey, y'all
not in.
Are they going to stream this?
Pro wrestling tees?
Is it?
I don't know. They haven't talked about it.
They talked about they're looking into streaming it either on High Spots.
Oh, they got to sell View. They got to sell it online.
Or Fight. Or even ROH.
They better
ROH.
Get that figured out.
Fight would be dope. Yeah. ROH, hopefully they get down with it.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so that's our All In part. Well, I'm sure we'll get back to it. There's more. Oh, best part about it is, again, it was Sunday. It was Mother's Day.
It was indeed.
And when I got the sad news and my refund happened, I immediately responded really snarky because I was angry. I was like, well, I guess I shouldn't have took my mom out today. Like, I literally said that in the email because I was like, yo, man, like, it's Mother's Day. Chill. Like, how you going to do this to people? All right, we're supposed to take our moms out.
Right.
But again, we'll see what happens. But I just thought that was a bad time to do that. But congratulations. Moving on. So some things happened in WWE this week.
No, really, congratulations. He sounded snarky again.
But we do.
No, man, that was legit.
Bottom of my heart, though.
We wish you guys the best of luck.
But you have to admit, though.
We're going
to
be there. Wrestling.
You have to admit.
This is humongous for wrestling.
An independent, three guys, literally. Cody Rhodes and the Bucks booked a show. And then you had people like Conrad. And you know, a bunch of other podcast fellows do StarCast.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the Xbox 1-2-3-60, he had the StarCast show as a vision when the NWA convention was canceled, and he's like, oh, maybe we should just do a all wrestling podcast and get us all together, and we can you know make it all about the fans again. So
and they have the
that's really cool.
They have the best of the best at this show, like. Yeah. The cream of the crop. Everybody that's not WWE, because obviously they
that's
can't
why
be
they
there.
Have us there,
but,
brother.
You know, it's almost like sad or hard to say like the best indie wrestlers, because I don't really...
Nah, these are like the best in the world.
Right, like ROH shouldn't be considered an indie.
These
like,
are guys that can
New
hang
Japan shouldn't
if
be
they
considered
were in
an indie.
WWE,
like,
yeah, it's just the only reason why they're considered indie is because they do 3,000 seat arenas, 5,000 seat arenas.
Which is funny because that's how wrestling was... Back in the day, in the territories, you were doing small arenas.
The other thing, now that they're doing 10,000 seat arenas, New Japan is doing 10,000 seat arenas, 13,000 seat arenas.
It's great for the business.
So everyone's catching up to
It is a good time
WWE
to be a wrestling fan right now.
It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. You're going to see some of the best wrestling in the world at All In, and I'm really excited. One thing that's interesting, All In sold out super fast.
Yeah.
You know what's not sold out yet?
What's that?
New Japan in San Francisco at the Cow Palace.
How is that not sold out?
It's not sold out yet.
When is it? It's not sold out yet because they haven't announced a lot of the cards yet.
Most of the cards are not announced. What is it, September?
It's June.
No,
it's July.
It's before this,
It's July 1st at the Cow Palace.
legendary
venue. All this talent was released, though, so, like, people want to be at All In. So
that's true. Well, and they've hyped it up much better.
But
they've
Bucks, hyped this but up really the Bucks well. Were saying, like, they picked that day because it's not conflicting with ROH, New Japan, or any other indie show. Mm-hmm. They even had to talk to Super Dragon to move Battle of Los Angeles a couple of days.
Oh, wow. So yeah. They actually talked to him.
So
that's cool.
There was just so much stuff that they had to do. So you're right, though. That show wasn't sold out, but I just learned that Dominion in Osaka has been sold out in Japan.
It is sold out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
That's interesting.
But the G1 show, when I went to the Strong Style Evolve, that was sold out. And, boy, that was a.
I think it will sell out. But, again, San Francisco, Cow Palace, it's huge. It's a. Definitely a big thing, bigger than the Long Beach spot.
Oh my God, this All In event is going to have so many Bullet Club shirts there.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. We will not be wearing Bullet Club. Do not wear Bullet Club.
You actually will be in the home of the Bullet Club because pro wrestling tees. So like, you can get your Bullet Club shirt.
I may wear no wrestling related garb that weekend and just keep it hip hop.
I was thinking about that too. Why don't we do that? We just all wear hip hop gear.
FUBU shirts.
Yo, dog. If we could all get
the FUBU jersey,
if we could all get multicolor FUBU shirts, hilarious!
We have to wear the Mad Mania shirts at Stargast.
Oh yeah, we got to wear Mad Mania tees,
but
course.
At least one day we can wear FUBU jerseys.
If I could find one, I would cop.
We're gonna get the yellow FUBU jerseys off of Atlanta's season finale. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw that.
Y'all had the I had the green and the green with the yellow letters.
You got the fake jersey. Both of y'all's is fake.
So I have the baseball jerseys.
Yo, so if you guys got the plug on FUBU, holla at us. Let us
know. Yo, fun fact.
At Matt Mania Pod.
Some cross colors, no, maybe.
Fun fact, one of my senior photos, I'm wearing a black, like a New York Mets colored FUBU baseball jersey. Wow. It is awful.
Oh, my God.
With some lugs on.
Those were so big and gaudy, too.
Yeah. Like, can we be at All In 50 niggas deep?
Yo, it's, we can pull it off.
Rally him up. Just rally it again. Yeah.
So Raw, I watched actually most of it. You know what? Yeah. I didn't get a chance to finish it due to some weird copyright stuff. But anyway.
Whoa. Oh, did you get cut off?
I did. It was really weird. I was watching on my normal spot when
on
I can't catch
thing
it.
You watch
on the USA then, Network, yeah.
And on the USA Network. And then I refreshed my TV, and then it just didn't work. But anyway,
it was like, no, sir.
I saw about 2/3 of it. So it still starts off with Roman. Roman's upset as usual, big dog. This time, he's mad at Jinder. This show was in London, first to say.
Yes.
London is like home of the smark. Like, it's the people who know more about wrestling than anybody who's ever written for it.
That's what they think.
That's what they think.
Well, they had a bunch of smarky fedoras.
London, and a lot of those guys, they know it all.
They also out more because they don't get it often. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah, they chanted, they sang the whole show. I like hot crowds. I do. Mm. They were very opinionated. Of course, Roman got it the worst. Roman comes out, and unfortunately, I think that this is turning Jinder Mahal into a good guy, just like we said.
He's like, I was robbed by Jinder Mahal.
So
you want to make anybody a face, put them against
Roman.
Roman, pretty much, here's what's happening.
Here's what happened twice, at least on the show when I saw it, and I thought it was interesting. Kurt Angle's verbiage.
It's always good.
Kurt Angle twice saying it's best for business.
The WWE.
It's
best for business for WWE.
That's Vince McMahon's word.
He's talking Vince McMahon Triple H language now. So. He's saying,
a company
like,
guy.
It's best for business. I think that they're leading into something where he's going to wind up making bad company decisions.
Like, I can't take this shit no more.
Could we be on the verge of some shenanigate?
I think so.
Shenanigans are going
to. Maybe a little authority.
Oh, I like what you did there.
I think we're close to authority.
Shenanigate 2018.
Okay, so here's what else happened. WWE, once again, giving away stuff that happens beforehand so that they can make you watch. So earlier in that day in New York, they did an NBC Universal red carpet thingamajigger.
Yeah.
They had all the ladies pop up. Rhonda's talking. Mm. And Rhonda hasn't, you know, but never mind that. Her
done
not
anything
being
on TV at all.
So she's just talking. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be here.
She's like star power at this point.
She is star power.
She is, absolutely.
So Charlotte shows up. Woo! They do a woo thing. And then Nia Jax shows up.
With the strap.
With the strap and says, well, can you do this?
Woman crush every day on the Matt Mania podcast.
That's
every
real. Day. But every that day. That promo that
this
they
was
cut
not a great segment.
On NBC. No. Oh, yeah. On was
but,
it NBC
again,
you said?
NBC, the yeah. purpose of this show is, and I totally understood it when they announced it.
I understood it too.
This is when NBC shows previews of what's going to happen on future TV yeah. shows. Yep. WWE can't do that. So therefore, they bring in a wrestler and they tease a new storyline. That's how they show a preview of what's going to happen.
On major television.
They do it on major TV. But then they set up a match that's not going to be on TV. It's going to be on the pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So thoughts on Nia Jax basically handing over the title.
No.
to Ronda Rousey. That's what I saw in that.
I think it sucks, and I think I asked you guys the question of, is this something that you see as being a feud that's drawn out? Are her just passing the belt over?
Go no, ahead. So
Ronda's not going to win it. I don't think.
So before the podcast, me and Nia were here talking, and we were talking about this particular match.
Yeah.
And my thing is this: there is no way Ronda Rousey loses clean in her first official match on ever. Any kind of television and or pay per view to anybody. She's not losing clean. And then Nia brought up a great point. What if there was some shenanigans?
Shenanigate.
Natalya.
That's exactly what
this
he
makes
said.
Sense.
And that
makes
Natty, sense.
Natty breaks it up.
Because there is no way, like I said, Ronda's not losing clean in her first match. Nope. Ronda may not lose for a while.
Not clean anyway.
Not clean.
Right.
She's not going to get beat. Because that
maybe for
to
a
me,
long time.
To me, her the way she lost in UFC, when she loses, I think people are going to be like, damn, is she going to like react the same way?
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. though it's not, you know.
Fall back into old habits.
Plug your ears, kids. Even though it's scripted a little bit.
it's real to me, damn it.
But seriously.
It's choreographed.
They're not going to do that.
The old saying, you can work yourself into a shoot, man. You start believing it. And then something happens, and now you're real life affected by it.
But I like make Ronda like the female Austin and have her go against the Authority.
You know what,
like
though?
She was already doing with like Triple H.
How is she going to do that when she's hanging out with Stephanie McMahon?
No, but how are they going to do that when she's so like, oh, I'm nice and smiley and
she
everything?
Gotta
like,
stop
she got to, yeah, she got to.
She needs a power finisher as well. Yeah. Her submission finisher is cool. I need a power.
She needs to
finisher.
Like torture rack somebody or something crazy. Like she needs to like really hurt people.
Yeah,
yeah. I was hoping she would do like some that Samoan drop that she was doing, but
that
maybe do
cool.
like a swinging Samoan drop. You
that
know,
would be cool.
With some
yeah,
sort of
something,
spike.
Something with a
you know,
swing.
You know how Kenny Omega does the "You Can't Escape"?
Yeah,
where he does like the Samoan drop, but he flips forward. Maybe something like that.
She
where
could
she
probably
does,
pull
like,
something
cartwheel.
Like that
some
steal more of Kenny Omega stuff.
There you go.
Speaking, I mean, did you guys all see the clip? Ronda worked a match in the UK at a house show.
Was it who was it?
It was a tag match.
It was against the Riot Squad.
The Riot Squad were
she had
in
her
there.
First singles match too.
I didn't hear about that
against,
one.
Against
I saw the
why
video.
Can't remember
of
name? The
Mickie tag James. Match. I heard she that.
You know,
that
speaking
happened.
Of the Riot Squad, yo, they're still sticking together. I'm kind of liking the Riot Squad now.
That's the one with Harley.
You know who they are now?
Especially since they get.
I couldn't
oh, no, I know who they are now because they broke the other team up.
Oh, that's not Harley.
Right. Queen? That's
see?
A good
like
idea.
Some bliss more.
So now it's not like, oh, who is who? Because
now you don't
you're
get
on the
them
same.
Mixed
they look
Paige left. They broke the other team up.
Absolutely.
So now, yeah, Absolution is broken up. So now.
So they're not together? They don't hang out?
They hang out.
Those two chicks are together, but Paige keeps disrespecting them.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, Paige said no. Absolution's done. But Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville
are still together.
They still hang out.
They just hang out,
but
they're not
called
Absolution.
They were in that
but they keep going up to Paige thinking that they're getting like special treatment
yeah.
or whatever.
Oh,
and then Paige keeps
like,
sending them like,
hello,
no.
Paige.
She's
here.
Like, oh, I thought I was in the Money in the
Paige
Bank. Like,
here.
No, why would you think that?
Yes.
Why would
you think that?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But
all
they,
right.
had, they had a qualifying match for the Money in the Bank, and
they lost
it. They lost it to Straight
they
Fire.
Lost. Speaking of Money in the Bank, so this yes. card is beginning to shape up.
Yes, it is.
Here's something that Angle said during this entire. They let this gender versus
on
Roman
WWE.
Thing go the entire
WWE
show,
WWE Network,
yeah, which was weird. And then him saying, "You have to have this match tonight. The Money in the Bank's a month away. Like, why does this match have to happen tonight? Gender's hurt. Let the dude get a day off. Like, come on.
I'm not happy about gender's treatment on Monday.
He's not getting treated well.
Roman just I'm talking about his attacks by Roman. Like
yeah.
just throughout
I'm
the
okay,
show,
I'm
Roman
okay
just keep
that.
Going
just
back
keep
there
beating
just
the
taking his lunch, man, is what he's
but
doing.
But like you said, like this is gonna do one thing. It's gonna put Jinder Mahal over and the fans are still
and
gonna hate Roman.
Again, bad booking. Why do you book the good guy to ambush people?
Right.
Like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to go back there and beat him up and
nothing's
drag
working for him. That's why.
Drag him out. I'm going to sneak him and spear him through a wall.
What about when Jinder threw the sing at him? when he threw the sing at him.
Well, the sing is an object.
And at this point, I like Jinder to play more off of that rich guy role that he was first portrayed as being.
The modern day.
Yeah, higher security. Have a getaway limo. You know, right. Stuff like that.
You want him to be more like.
I wish he was. When he had the title, he was like that.
Yeah.
Running away with a limo, the
Why
suit.
Why can't he hire Bo security. Dallas and the other guy?
Because they're part of the B team.
I can't think of people's names.
They're on Raw now.
Oh, they're on Raw.
Paige's ex.
Paige's ex.
Come on now.
Which one?
The Mexican one. Do I
Alberto Del Rio?
You want him to hire Alberto?
he wants his style to be more like,
he wants
Alberto,
to be like Alberto
when he first came to WWE, when he was like all about the money and the limos and all that stuff. Like you want,
but no,
Jinder
that's how Jinder
more...
was when he won the title.
Yeah,
he used to escape out the limo and run out the back when he got it from Randy.
Yeah, when he came to Raw, he was talking about that day.
He used to have
the fine Persian rug into the ring. He used to have the elaborate.
Oh, well,
you know,
the rug was for everything. Like, you know, him being Muslim and, you know, having to pray and stuff.
No,
that's
but
the,
no, I think it was
stuff.
With the title because they haven't done it since he lost the title, which is kind of whack. They haven't done any of that cool stuff for him
no
more.
You're talking about the rug in the ring, right?
Well, I'm talking about just in general.
Even his entrance, like the ramp used to have a carpet and all that cool
a
stuff.
A physical carpet.
And they would come out and announce
the digital carpet.
The modern day. You know what I mean?
Well, they haven't done that since one of the things got injured.
Yeah.
That's why they stopped doing
that. Well, no, Sunil will still do it, but it's not as
extravagant. It's not as big without both of them.
But I'm saying, I think he'd be...
Man service.
But I think it'd be...
I don't like
his Virgils.
I don't like it.
I just like it.
Yeah, his Virgils.
You know, he should just do what he was doing, and I think it would work.
Okay, let's talk about the main player, MVP of Monday Night Raw.
Montel Vontavious Porter's back?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about
Dolph
Seth
Ziggler
freaking
and,
Rollins.
Man, Seth is on a tear right now.
This is his year. He's claiming it. He's having the best matches. He's working. Now, here's something I saw on Twitter, a hot take. Everybody's like, yo, why is everybody mad at Roman for the booking, the super strong booking, when literally Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman are getting the same super booking that Roman gets, and nobody complains? Any thoughts?
Because they're not, and Roman was getting it for so long. Is part of it.
We've said it like 1,000 times. It's the fact that they literally were trying to shove Roman down our throats for so long. It backfired.
Yeah.
They should have backed off a long time ago and
let
Roman...
Well, or they should have pulled the trigger a long time ago, because now it's like Roman is just, like, floundering.
Like, and the sad part is, like, Roman is not a bad worker.
No, he's not.
He could be super dope. It's just the fact that I don't think he's ever going to win the crowd over. Not by himself.
He's got to turn.
Well...
Does he have to go heel? Like, full heel?
It's so backwards.
He's the only good problem.
He's the good guy.
Why? Because
only
the heels
problem
are the
with
good guys
wrestling.
And the faces are the bad guys?
Bad guys are cool. Yeah. Good guys are not. So it's just so hard to be a good guy. This is why Bobby Lashley's not working. This is why so many good guys aren't working.
But you got AJ. He's the one true baby face in the company. You got... Seth.
It's because he can wrestle.
Seth.
It's because he's been in the indies and he's an indie darling. Can you name a non-indie darling who's over? It's not Braun. Braun is the one guy.
Braun is the exception to the rule.
Who was not an indie darling who's over as a face.
Braun doesn't need a title. Braun doesn't need,
Braun doesn't need anything.
He can just go out there.
I am worried, though, if they don't put a title on him at some point.
He needs a strap.
People could turn around.
He needs a strap.
People could
and
get tired of
Braun.
Not
the tag one because he already had it.
Tag matches could get boring for people.
So give him the IC belt or put him in the main event picture.
Check this out.
I wouldn't mind that. What do you think about that? Like, it's hard to be a good guy.
But they have Roman in a good position, though, because I feel like you can always go back to this. Jump Seth. Seth jumped you. You in the perfect position.
That's probably coming.
We talked about it.
Right. Roman heel is going to have to be against Seth. Remember when I was saying before Dean got injured or whatever, that when Dean and Seth had the tag titles and Roman didn't have a title, that he was going to turn on those guys.
Yeah.
Like, That's what they have to do.
Here's the
He's
problem,
gonna have to
though.
Turn on his problem, Shield brothers.
But to get what response?
When
is the crowd gonna do if he jumps
Boo
Seth him. Rollins? What are they gonna
Boo
do?
Him out the Boo building.
Him. They gonna what are they doing
that's
already?
What they're
right
already
now?
Doing.
Booing him out the building.
That's what I'm saying.
But it makes more sense to just what do they always say? To have a dominant heel versus face. To know what your role is. Mm-hmm. If he knows that his role is the heel role, then him going in the back jumping people makes sense. He can do more heel stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, I get that.
I think the reverse will happen. I think they'll cheer him. I think
once he turns into a heel,
if
you
he
think
comes
he's
out,
get cheered.
If he comes out and
but he's
does gotta something,
be a brutal, like a brutal heel.
I think
heel.
People
brutal.
Would cheer the. I think they would just cheer the.
But what about when he tried to kill
not
a
the
Braun
action,
Strowman?
But I think people would cheer the fact that it's new
multiple
writing,
times.
Like new storyline.
And I agree with that point, just because of the sole fact, because that's what everyone wants.
Everybody wants it. So if he turns heel, they'll cheer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. They'll do that.
Now
I guarantee.
I think. Roman's greatest hits will work, meaning you got to put him back in with Shield. As soon as Dean comes off the bench,
got to do Shield again.
Shield
y'all
him
think
up
people
again.
Don't care?
Again,
yeah. Again.
No,
listen.
It has to make
but,
sense.
But still,
though.
He can turn on them.
They fumbled the
maybe
first,
is what
the
you're
second
saying.
Time.
Is that what you're saying? So he can turn on them.
Injuries, I think, played a major factor too.
I was saying you bring them up.
Yeah.
Okay. you bring them up. You bring them up. You get the crowd on Roman, and then it can ultimately go. One of two ways, obviously. Yeah. He can turn on them, or he can get the Dean and Seth, you know, dust, the rub, mm-hmm. and ultimately win the crowd over like that.
That's what they tried to do.
It was
before.
Working.
I don't think
it,
they
it
got
was
that,
working.
It was
he
working,
was
but Dean
I don't
got
think they
injured.
Got, I don't think
Dean
they got
was
dust.
Injured, and
well, it didn't last
it
long
was
enough.
Working, though.
It was working. They were cheering the
That's
heck
what I'm
out
saying.
Of Roman
go back
at
to his,
that point.
Go back to his hits.
I was like, yo, they did it. It worked.
When
it
Dean,
worked.
When Dean comes back, he should turn heel as soon as he comes back and give Seth or Roman the dirty deeds.
But again, wrestling being good guy versus bad guy or anti-hero versus, you know, whomever.
Right.
Ultimately, Roman will push more merch. He's a company guy.
Uh-huh.
He does the Make-A-Wish stuff and all that, you know. He needs to be a babyface. If you do turn him heel, I feel like he'd have to go
but he's
full,
not
full
he's
180.
Go full
180.
But even
otherwise,
what
no,
he is
otherwise
right,
it will not be believable.
Man, even what he is right agree. Now, he's not a babyface though.
No, he's a tweener. He's kind of
right,
a tweener.
So you're saying like you want him to be a baby face, but he's not a baby face.
Like he's sneaking people. He, like good guys don't do that.
Just because kids are buying his
no,
merch.
No, he announced
he's not
that.
Even,
he announced, I'm it. Looking for gender. Where is he? It was on the screen.
He's
where
like,
is
I
he?
Do what I want. What he can't beat me. Like it's right. like it's very smug talk.
That's
you
know?
I'm the universal champion,
That's
even
penis-y.
Though we don't got the title.
Yeah. Coming, I don't know. I feel like he's kind of tweener
knows,
status.
He knows he's been robbed, so to speak. You know,
I mean, yeah. If you've had all the screw jobs happen to you, you be a little. You have a little chip on your shoulder.
And too. On top of that, I think he's trying to go off of the. I think he was trying to get a rub with a lot of the smart fans because he kept saying, "Well, Brock is Vince's boy, right?" So
yeah,
if
so
he's trying
to get the smart fans.
They're trying to play the favorites right now. Like,
but the smart fans
I'm
are too smart for that.
I'm talking about WWE.
They see what he's doing.
Exactly.
They're too smart for
that's
that.
What it is.
So with
they're
that
trying
booking,
to do WWE's just, greatest hits, and we already seen it.
We've seen it. Can't do it. They got to turn him or align him
the
with.
The Rock was a heel. Stone Cold was a heel. Come on now.
I agree. Cena was a heel.
Yeah,
like all of their top guys.
It didn't
take
guys, this long to work, though.
And it didn't take this long. Rock has got it. Like, this
but what I'm saying is that
three,
these guys
4 year
were,
project.
These guys were heels before they were faces.
Yeah, and then the crowd eventually got. Remember, Rocky sucks. Die, Rocky, die. Like,
yeah,
they hated
man.
Him. Legit
yeah.
hated
when he
Rocky.
First was, when he first was in the Nation.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
he
but
turned.
He, but
got
no,
his,
first
he got his swagger.
First, he was Rocky Maivia.
And nobody cared about him at all.
That's what I'm saying. Beautiful baby
the,
face.
He got the Roman treatment.
But he
then.
Got the beautiful baby
yeah,
face
did.
Run.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, what did you need to do? You need to flip his attitude.
You got an attitude.
Because it had to be with the times, mm-hmm. you know? And unfortunately, I'll even say it, you're right. Bad guys are now the cool guys in wrestling. You know,
bad guys
The
cool,
Rock
man.
Was cool when he was the bad guy. Bad guys have been cool.
But we
cool.
still Come hated on. Him because he cheated so much. But like,
did we hate him? I love.
Well, I loved heel.
Think
Rock.
About it like this though. Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke
I
Nakamura. Do you really
like
him right
to
now?
Boo him. What?
Do you really like Shinsuke Nakamura right now as a wrestling fan?
I love his work.
As
yeah.
a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
You still
what
like Shinsuke Nakamura?
Well, I think he's
my guy.
He's doing a great job of being a bad guy.
So you like bad guys?
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody likes bad guys.
That's funny you
That's
say
that.
That's
why Roman can't get over
it. Hey, I think that my favorite guys tend to be the guys that are more on the edge, the bad guys.
Because yeah. That's cool.
That's funny.
Because they're cooler. Aside from like Finn.
Because Finn's a nice guy.
Finn's a nice guy.
Well, Finn's an in-betweener also.
He's a tweener.
Nah, he's a tweener.
He's all good. Is he
a tweener?
He don't cheat.
He's a good guy.
He don't really cheat, though.
He don't cheat, but he hangs with cheaters.
Who? No.
The club.
No.
What, Anderson and Gallows, they cheat?
No.
Really? You saying that like they don't?
They didn't do it. When
recently,
they were together,
they haven't cheated in a while.
Recently? So what, were they good they guys when they were with Finn?
Yep.
Nah, man. Yep. When they got with Finn, they were definitely good guys.
And then when they go with AJ, they're bad guys?
No. They'll be good guys.
No, when they did beat up John Cena, they were bad guys.
Because AJ was a bad guy.
You're never a bad guy when you beat
balls.
Up John Cena.
Balls. And they did all the balls
in
jokes.
The jar,
yeah.
They were bad guys.
But they were by themselves when they were doing the ball stuff, right?
But they do face stuff. They play to the crowd.
That's what
it's
I'm saying. They're tweeners.
And,
like that. Yeah. The whole Bullet Club.
No, right now they're baby faces.
Who? The Club?
The Club.
Oh, yeah.
And Bullet Club is for everyone.
Well, because they're with AJ Styles and because he got the
no, just because they are. They're
Machine
not,
Gun and Gallows got that.
They're not
shot
doing
by
anything.
Shinsuke.
They're not doing anything shady in the ring either. They're not.
They don't cheat.
They're not
that's
doing any feuds.
I just look at it like if you try to get an advantage.
Traditionally,
that's because the company fell off of them because when they were at the forefront or at least looked at like they were being pushed, it was ass heels. They only started being faces or whatever because they had to fall back and get linked back up with Finn or AJ or whatever. But I was going to ask you this. I was watching on YouTube. They have a whole like 2-hour thing of The Rock versus Triple H, like their whole feud, like chopped
up
and put together.
Oh,
I was watching
that. Okay.
Who's the heel?
Triple H cheated his ass off in those feuds.
Time,
come on.
No, I know, but it was like heel versus
no, but DX
not
Nation though, when they were both they're both heels at that time.
That's what
true.
I was saying.
But Triple H
but I think
DX
in
got
that,
over
in that
Nation
feud.
Yeah.
In that feud they switched. Or in that feud Rocky went face. That's what happened.
Okay.
He
man,
eventually
that
went
work today.
Face in that feud, nah. But they feuded as two heels.
No
they
way.
Almost feuded
they
as
did.
We're both heels, but I'm better than you. Like,
yeah. Both
factions you know?
At that time when it was the Nation versus DX, they were both heels.
Yeah.
It's just that DX got really popular, you know? So. Yeah.
And that's funny because that's when they were, like, dressing up like each other and mocking each other.
Right. That was great stuff, man. That's some of the best Attitude Era stuff is DX and Nation. I implore you all
go
to
back
watch
and watch
on the network.
If you just go on YouTube and just watch all of The Rock's promos that he ever cut.
For real.
All right, so let's talk real quick. Yes. Sami Zayn threatened to to expose
the sisters.
The sisters.
Sami Zayn threatening anybody is funny.
I knew that this was a bad idea, this promo, and this is just getting worse and worse. The Bobby Lashley promo last week, him talking about how much he loved his sisters.
Oh, God.
It's now going to become a part of the storyline. And I think it's probably because they saw the reaction online about it and how bad it was. Like,
terrible.
Okay, well, we're going to use it now. So Sami Zayn is going to bring the sisters. I don't see anything
fake
good
sisters or real sisters.
Got to be fake sisters.
I hope so. God.
And they're going to be in the
actors.
Ring and actors. And
are they
going to
be fine?
It's going to be bad.
No.
Are they going to be snackables?
Are they going to wear headbands?
No, God.
Are
I
they
going to
be midgets?
Nah. Little people. Hey. All right. So
vertically challenged.
SmackDown. Couple great things
Vertigo.
Happened. One thing that I know Rock wants
the
to talk
greatest,
about.
The single greatest thing about SmackDown.
El. What is it?
Idolo. We finally saw the debut.
This song makes my heart happy.
Yeah.
Yes. The long-awaited debut of Andrade.
So ready
Chien
for this.
Almas. It was what you would expect from a debut. There's
got
a
squash.
But that hammerlock DDT is just, it's so dope.
So dope.
And then his beautiful mouthpiece gets on the mic.
Business partner, Lena. Pal.
Yeah, well, she's a beautiful mouthpiece. You know, because, I mean, if you've heard Andrade talk, right?
Yeah.
It's that's why she talks for him.
She's not
Check
good.
This out. We had somebody on Twitter tweet us and say that they wish Andrade wasn't in a squash match, and I agree.
First time out, though.
You know what, though? This is where we're...
Yeah, but can I...
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
These are my reasons. Because, what is this? 3 weeks? 4 weeks after the shakeup?
Of build?
Mm-hmm. Well, but not build of him. Like, you have vignettes, but I'm saying,
sure.
Like...
That's build.
Okay. But he had a, what, 5-star match at NXT before
he
the
did.
Shakeup, right?
He did.
Two
he
of
did.
Them, actually,
two?
Right?
Two?
So,
yeah.
I understand that the NXT crowd and the WWE crowds are different crowds.
Yes.
But you coming off of two five-star matches. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like more could have been showed, or he could have just got thrown into, like, come in and pick a fight with somebody that's good, that's going to be your feud. Don't come in and do enhancement talent. Like,
I think that's coming for him, but, like, what me and Neil were talking about, it, the same thing to me applies to Ronda Rousey. The fact that he's doing the work on a UK tour where a lot of the shows are not going to be televised, the same thing with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
She'll be able to get some work behind her,
right.
work with some main roster talent, and then I think Andrade could end up being thrown into Money in the Bank, would not be a problem.
That's what I
not
thought they were saving him for. I thought he was going to come and get. Right
there's
into a
time.
Qualifier.
There's still what, two or three slots
now,
on the men's side?
Now, yeah, if I could fantasy book this is why I like the fact that he went up against that enhancement talent. What is
Jake Constantino?
Shout out to you. Yeah, what did Zelina say after that match?
She pretty much was letting the boys in the back put them on notice. Like,
exactly. We made a statement.
Yeah, we're
you
here.
You can't put me on notice when you fought enhancement talent. Nah. That ain't.
Yes, you can.
But be a team that went.
No. You can do that exactly.
Yeah, she's.
We don't know Constantino's record before. No.
He could have been undefeated.
He could have been like the light heavyweight champion of like the UK
London,
for all.
Yeah, and he might be 0-1 now. He might have never had a match.
Yo,
who knows?
He could be like 100-0
of lower Uncton or Upton, like they don't know the children.
Did you say lower Upton?
Lower Upton, Uncton, or Upton.
Oh, my God.
You caught that. That's the best part because you caught it. Because you caught it. We just showed our age.
Oh, my God. Okay,
totally showed our age.
All right. I think, honestly, putting everybody on notice was also putting the WWE Universe on notice.
Yes.
No, exactly. I know that's what they're doing.
He's a player.
Just watch his special move. Watch it. Watch the. It's like a highlight reel.
With that.
Hammerlock DDT.
Continuing along that line. Yeah. If she makes the statement to not only the WWE Universe, but also to everyone in the back, because Constantino was basically made an example of. Like, this could happen to you.
Right.
If you cross us. Enhancement talent or not, it could happen.
Yeah,
plus,
my fantasy
we were also
just
talking about.
Different.
We were also talking about in the back, like this could be just more more ammo for Miss Vega to shenanigate, Andrade into the Money in the Bank picture.
Yeah, but you could have. I'm just saying, like it just wasn't that for me. Like
I feel like
he could have like. He could have just snuck in and like Hammerlock DDT Jeff Hardy or something, you know? Like,
and that
guess what that would have did? Put y'all on notice. Oh, your champion just got the Hammerlock DDT done.
He's so good, he doesn't need to do run-ins.
Hardy.
Yeah,
so you can't squash a champion.
And that's the thing. He's so good, he doesn't need to do those type of run-ins.
That's not squashing him. That's
Ty Dillinger or somebody.
No, that's why I said.
Oh, so you're saying like after a match he does a quick run-in.
That's what I'm talking about. Like sneaking into the ring,
okay.
Just dropping somebody.
And that could be in the works.
Then now everybody is like, oh.
That's next week, maybe.
In the States.
Could be. It could still happen, but I'm just saying like that would have been.
Could be next week. Okay,
After holding him off for 3 weeks or so,
he should have made
it more
impactful. I get that.
All I know is I will be paying much more attention to SmackDown and rocking for mi gente.
And less attention to Zelina Vega?
I mean, Zelina.
You know, they just put out a tweet.
Yeah.
I almost want to reference the group text I made earlier, but I'm not going to, so we'll keep it moving.
Not for the air.
There was a tweet right now that Andrade is going up against, like, Sin Cara. During like the United Kingdom tour,
that's cool.
You know,
okay.
So it just kind of goes.
I mean, She's not trash.
It's
those
exactly
will be good matches.
Did.
That's a lucha guy, right?
Yeah. But it's
no,
exactly
that's
what they
Kalisto.
Did with.
Well,
damn it, he's one of them.
Sin Cara is definitely trash.
Is he?
Yes.
As a worker,
and you've called him trash.
No.
So
remember, this is I think
perspective.
This isn't the Steel Cage Network.
Like,
you know,
I think
wow.
Come on, Sin Cara is not dope. Like. He's the guy who hurts people.
Oh,
like he's a real life. He's a real life fighter. He beats people up backstage.
End it.
Hold on.
Yeah, he had that whole deal with Simon.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah.
You said it's
he's like
lucha,
the toughest
lucha
legit
guy.
Guy.
He was a lucha guy. They were a team.
Not anymore though.
But
Kalisto's the.
But
lucha,
he's not the main lucha,
lucha
guy.
Okay, so gets them mixed up every time.
I do.
All right, so
it's not on purpose either.
I think he's fighting people right now that he has chemistry with, and I think he's got to build chemistry with some of the rest of the guys.
Well,
so
and going off of that,
Sin Cara is somebody who probably matches his style.
Latino.
You know what I mean?
But going off of that, I mean you have to remember too. What
you're Mexican. Mexican, go ahead and fight each other.
But what do they do with Braun Strowman?
What's that?
What do they do with Braun Strowman?
Yeah, they gave him like 6 weeks of enhancement.
You know?
Nia Jax, same thing.
It's not out of the normal.
And that was 6 weeks of enhancement talent getting beat up.
Listen, all he was doing. Teak said it. Braun wasn't coming off two straight five-star matches.
No, come on, man.
Braun's never had a five-star
match.
But was he in
Andrade
NXT?
Had classic matches.
Was Braun in NXT?
Not even two months ago.
Like, not even that. Like, the whole series where Gargano was, like, four-star or above, aside from the five-star
one. No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Gargano match, and I'm talking about, what was it, the Aleister Black match?
Another five-star.
That was a great match, too.
Well, and he was also in the Royal Rumble. So he has clout there.
He had a great showing in the Rumble.
He has lots of clout. But I was thinking his debut was to make a statement. You know?
And enhancement talent.
We'll see what happens.
Might not have been the right statement, but we'll see. Though.
On Tuesday, we'll see what happens.
We can agree to disagree. I'm just like, when Braun was doing weeks and weeks of smashing enhancement talent, nobody was, like, hype about that. Come on now. Like, they were building him up to be a monster, but nobody was like, oh, this is going to be a match. Nobody thought that.
Right. Nobody got excited about him against enhancement talent. Yeah. I mean, it was cool to see him do the things he was doing, just like seeing that. The underhook or the hammerlock DDT. And seeing those things is like, oh, that's dope. Wait till he puts that on somebody we care about.
Right.
Anyway, another thing happened on SmackDown. Main event was Shinsuke versus AJ in probably their best match, I think.
Very
unfortunately,
Eddie Guerrero-ish.
Non-title and on TV.
For stipulations.
This was for stipulations.
The winner gets to choose
the
stipulation.
Okay. I was about to say,
Money in the Bank.
Do you? I was going to ask, do you guys think...
Pole on a pole match.
Having them...
That's what AJ said.
Inverted scaffold inferno match.
Do you guys think having these two fight so much, particularly on TV, maybe lessening how cool the matches could be? Or what? Because this will now be their fourth time at Money in the Bank.
I don't. No? Only because the matches are getting better. That's what they have to expect. I think that's what they're counting on. That's something that we were talking about even before Mania. When we were like, man, like they've been too buddy buddy with each other. Like the matches weren't that good leading up to it. Then everybody thought that the WrestleMania match was going to be the match. People saw it and was like, could have been better, but they still have them going. So they must be doing something. They must be like, hey, guys, hold it back a little bit. Like, don't go full steam. They're not giving them as much maybe time as they need. They're just like, so that they do you think that Money in the Bank is going to be it, though? Since they're fighting again?
I think so. Ladder match.
Is this going to be the swap of the title?
I hope it's a ladder match.
Is it going to be a ladder match?
That's just my guess and my hope.
Because
it's going to be ladders there already.
My question was, is this going to be the end of their run, or does it continue?
Well, not if Shinsuke wins.
If Shinsuke wins, then AJ gets a rematch, so the run wouldn't be over.
Does it run through to SummerSlam?
SummerSlam?
That's the next big major pay. That's not the next one.
I would appreciate it if Shinsuke won at Money in the Bank and AJ held his rematch off until SummerSlam.
I'm okay with that, too.
Okay.
Just because SummerSlam is one of the big four, and they might actually
also
get...
let's say AJ gets injured or something, you know, you give him a reason to, not an actual injury,
not a real injury, but like a storyline,
but a storyline injury, because whatever match that Shinsuke picks, if it's a cage,
like, oh, I hurt my balls,
if something it's dangerous. A ladder match, yeah, something dangerous,
he broke his balls.
Shinsuke can win, AJ can leave.
Oh my god!
Then AJ can AJ's come back.
AJ's testicles are destroyed. He's got a family.
AJ could come back like a week or so before SummerSlam or whatever, and then be like, "Oh, I'm back. I want my rematch."
Okay, that could be cool. I like that. So that would mean we have no title matches for July. Just a month off.
Well, you could still have.
Would you give Shinsuke another match, even though AJ gets a rematch?
You could have Shinsuke defend if AJ goes away after Money in the Bank.
I think you could give Shinsuke a match and have him win, and then AJ still is like, either way, my rematch is my rematch, whether it's with you or whoever, you know?
Two pay-per-views. So what's the May pay-per-view?
And then depending on who the person is that Shinsuke fights.
Money in the Bank.
You know they can always.
No, June is Money in the Bank.
Oh, is May done?
They just did Backlash, yeah. Yeah. May's done.
What's July's pay-per-view?
They haven't named it yet.
I don't think they should.
Great American Bash?
Maybe they shouldn't have it. I don't know.
But yeah, like I was saying, you know,
that's not going to happen.
What WWE is good for? Like, they could also, whoever Shinsuke fights, and then when AJ comes back, they can triple threat it up. You know? Yeah.
Okay. Nothing happened with Big Cass. There's rumor in the window that Big Cass has not been sticking to the script backstage.
What happened to him? He got beat up by...
I know. Oh. So this is what I'm saying is there's rumors that backstage is not necessarily high on him.
Yeah, he's going into business for himself.
He's been going into business for himself. He's going to do what he wants.
Not a good
following
move, buddy.
protocol.
What was business for himself? Tapping out?
No, they wrote him to tap out quick because he was not following
orders. No, not. I'm talking about at the pay-per-view when he tapped out quick.
Yeah, I heard it was because of his backstage relationships.
All right.
And
the fact that he put his hands on that on the small person a little bit too.
Is that what they said? Got too little rough.
The little man.
Got a little bit too much. How about this
WWE? How about you don't book little man
Daniel Bryan?
The little man was a terrible idea.
But it was a gimmick that they were trying to put on him, you know?
No, I know it
or
is.
Or not a gimmick to put on him, but a gimmick to work.
But you still have a 7 feet guy giving the big boot to a
little man. And it's because he was saying, like, you know, it's because, like, Daniel Bryan, you're always going to be small. You're going to have the 7 foot shadow walking behind you all the time.
I know, but I'm glad he got squashed. If he would have injured that little guy, then they would have been getting sued.
The little guy asked for, like, more physical stuff. He wanted, like, a full beatdown. And they were like, Vince and all of them were like, no, we don't have you. I'm like, no, there's no need for that.
You're a crazy little man.
We don't want the heat for, you know, him beating up a little guy.
You can't take a big boot.
You're not Hornswoggle, so anyway. Pal.
Okay.
Cass grabbed the impersonator, punched him while he was on the ground recently, and said that the script was for him to just kick him once. And so anytime you go a little overboard, Daniel Bryan got fired for that.
He put
like
a pole
going overboard.
Him.
With the crossface, right?
No, he choked a guy with his shirt or something during like an unscripted segment.
That is why he got
a beatdown. And they were like, oh, it's cool. And the next day they fired him. So when you go a little too far, like that can happen.
And Big Cass is not over enough.
Do you know that story about that guy who got choked out with his tie?
What?
I think it was by somebody in the Nexus. It was in a match.
That's who it was. It was Daniel Bryan.
Is that what you're talking about?
With the tie. Yeah, that's
what
it was.
Yeah, it was with the tie. So the dude really got choked out. Like, he was supposed to get choked out, but something happened with the tie.
He did too much.
Where he got choked out for real.
A little too much.
Oh, that's what happened.
And Daniel Bryan or whatever didn't know because this is what they were supposed to be doing anyway.
A work, yeah.
He said he wasn't supposed to choke him. He just kind of did extra. He was like, oh, we're beating him. We're assaulting him. Why not give it a little extra with the tie?
Because I thought he got in trouble for the crossface.
Yeah, the tie.
Because they weren't doing the crossface at the time because of Benoit. Uh-huh.
And he did it in the match.
Yeah. But what you're saying actually makes more sense.
No, go look it up.
That was from his,
I
think his interview with Jericho, he said it. He got fired.
I
got
to listen to that.
It's so good. And he was like, everybody's like, it's fine, man. You know, just you went a little far. You know, you get in the heat of the moment. It's all good. And then the next morning, they fired him.
Yeah, big Cass better be careful.
So Cass
better watch out, man.
So that's why he tapped out really quick. And that's why he got a whooping from
It's funny because
Daniel Bryan.
But he justified it like, I tapped out super quick so I can get up and beat you up. I'm like, nah, dog. You screwed up. Like, you couldn't even fight out of it. Like, Daniel Bryan was trying to show you how to fight out of a hold. And you couldn't even
do that.
He
messed that up. I don't like. I hate one thing I hate to do as a wrestling fan is to overanalyze it and to be like, man, you didn't even do that move right. You suck. Like when I can't do any of these moves. But
no, and I could put on my fedora like anybody
however,
else. But you could
try.
I was like, come on, man. You are a professional. You just came back. Like, they obviously have high hopes for you. They put you in a program with Daniel Bryan. Like,
yeah, don't screw this up.
Yo, get out there and show out, man. Like.
And do what they tell you to do.
Like
Daniel Bryan is arguably next to Braun Strowman the most over character in the company.
Yeah.
You're in a program
with
him.
And you know what was really
lay down. If Daniel Bryan's going to kick you to death, lay down and take it.
But I also want to address this. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan was beating the hell out of Cass, right?
Yeah, it was like a vicious beatdown.
To the point where the crowd was booing him.
Really?
I didn't catch the crowd.
Didn't I tell you that at the pay-per-view?
And then.
Bet they were booing him?
After all that,
a situation where somebody can get beat up so much that they become the face in the situation?
Right.
Another person becomes the heel.
And people didn't want to see Daniel Bryan in that regard.
Exactly. Yeah. So what
they don't
happened
want to
immediately
see him
after?
As angry and mean.
What did he do? Yes.
Yeah, try to get him back. Yeah.
And got him all back just like that.
They're like, hold up, man.
He's
chill.
Daniel Bryan has the crowd like putty in his hands.
I think he's the most over dude
ever. It's just a catchphrase.
Yeah, he can do whatever
he
can do.
So it's the catchphrase. You're right. But that has transcended wrestling.
He probably is the most over ever because literally he got the strap because
the fans demanded
it. We're not going to accept anything but Daniel Bryan winning the strap.
Yeah.
That's
like the one time where
the fans took over the ring
made it happen.
That was crazy.
That was very real.
That's what they had to give it to them because they're like,
the people like, literally want this. They stormed and the ring. They're not going to take anything else.
At that point, I'm wondering
if Daniel Bryan was like, forget it.
I wonder if
I'm going to run with it.
I wonder if Vince at that point was like dollar signs. That's maybe when Vince was like, oh, okay.
I think so. When you see that, you're like, but he's so small. And then like, everybody, but the money.
They literally filled that ring with fans. That was incredible.
That was such a great moment.
All of them bought that shirt.
Hey, when we were talking about AJ Styles, I wanted to ask you guys about this, but I have forgot to. Did y'all see the clip on Twitter where they said that AJ Styles' theme music was James Storm's?
I heard that.
And they're doing that table for three. Yeah, the table for three. Jeff Jarrett was saying that was originally for James Storm.
Jeff Jarrett said that AJ Styles had great music, and then Road Dogg was like, well, actually, that was originally James Storm.
Who is James Storm? Can somebody tell me about
that?
He was in Beer Money.
Yeah, he was like a cowboy guy.
From TNA. Hey, look at me, the TNA insider.
You just pulled out some TNA knowledge?
TNA insider rock.
So it was him and Bob Roode?
No, it was him it was James Storm and...
James Storm was like an X Division champ.
No, but there was another guy in Beer Money with him. It was James Storm.
It was Bob Roode.
Was it Bob Roode? It was...
Yeah,
okay.
Let me take off my TNA insider hat.
All right.
But was that before James Storm was in NXT or after?
Oh, yeah, this is way before.
Okay.
Beer Money's been around.
So that was because he went to James Storm.
Well, James Storm went to NXT, and then that was his music. But then he left.
And then they just was like, oh, this is a good song. Let's do it.
And then they remixed it a little bit.
Did he ever wrestle for NXT?
Did he wrestle?
I can't remember.
Yeah, they showed a clip in this video clip.
Oh, he obviously came out to the music.
Yeah, he came out to the music.
Question. I've never watched those Table for Three. Are they good? The Table for Three interviews?
Yeah.
The Shield one was really good.
Okay.
I saw that they were all just talking about old stories.
Okay. Had the New Day been on there?
Yeah.
I think I saw a New Day one, too.
How do you guys feel about the entire New Day being in the Money in the Bank?
Yo! Let's talk about that. I think that's great.
There's lots of potential.
A lot of potential. I hope they don't squander it.
I was going to add, but I'm questioning is this the...
Whole New Day is in it. I thought only...
No, they're all three of them. No,
Woods got
them
it, so they're all in it. But they won that, a tag team match?
All in.
No, because they're in the promo photo. It's all three of the New
all
Day.
Three of them.
They're stable.
But that's because they're doing a tag team Money in the
they're
Bank
stable.
Also. Are they in that?
No, they're not doing a tag team.
This is the main Money in the Bank.
No, they're in the same lineup next to Finn.
That's why there's going to be like 13 guys in the Money in the Bank match.
Oh, wait.
No, that's what it is. So they get to choose who...
They're not going to all three be in.
Is that what it is? I thought they were all three
going to
be in.
No, that's what I thought y'all were saying, that all three of them are in.
Oh, they're
going to
pick one?
They're going to rock, paper, scissors it.
From the New Day.
In this match, you defer to Kofi.
Kofi's the
ladder match guy.
Wait. Oh, this is a really good topic here.
Yeah, Kofi.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Matt Mania universe.
Big E. No, I would
want to see Big E get a singles push more than
Teak
I would want to see
Big E. Okay. No, but who's better for this match? Let's look at who else is in it. Right. Kevin Owens is in.
Trash.
No. What? No, you don't need to do that.
Finn is in, right?
Braun Strowman.
Braun is in.
Bob Roode.
Bob Roode is trash. Who else?
Yeah,
who
you agree with that one?
I think that's it.
There's like two slots open.
I saw the photo. I should have saved
it. And then you want Kofi in that match with them?
Kofi's Money in the Bank king. Ladder king, man. He's the only one they would experience. None of them have done a gimmick match like that.
Finn has.
I mean, of the New Day.
No, the New Day.
Oh.
Who would you want in of the New Day? That's what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
He says Kofi. I'm kind of on Kofi too.
I'm saying Big E.
Teak says Big E. Neo.
I'd rather see Big E get
Woods.
The singles push.
You say Woods. I wouldn't mind Woods, but
I wouldn't mind any of them. I'm just saying.
I think Woods is a great worker.
Yeah.
And he's just probably my favorite to
doing
see
those,
solo right now.
Those single matches between Sheamus and Cesaro were amazing.
Yeah.
Woods can put in the work.
No doubt.
I hope it is Woods, but I do think that Kofi would be great, but again, this doesn't even mean who could get it.
There could also be shenanigans.
So they could go mad shenanery here and just Big E and Kofi.
Shenanery.
Shenanigate.
I think I just booked it. Okay.
One of them is climbing their ladder.
What's going to happen?
The other ones are on watch.
Big E's at the bottom.
The heel turn would be crazy right
Kofi
there.
Kofi on Big E's shoulders. Woods on Kofi's
shoulders.
And they get the belt.
They freebird it.
The ladder.
Yo, freebird. Oh, without the ladder?
They don't even need the ladder.
Human ladder.
Yo, that would be nuts, bro.
By proxy, they all touched it.
And they all get it. They all said
I like that.
Woods has said, if we win, we all have it. We take the chance, we freebird
God,
it.
God, if they would let the New Day be freebird, if they would let them freebird it, man.
Oh, my God. This could be so great.
I don't know, man. WWE,
and then it could lead to their breakup. But still, it would be some great TV before then.
No, because, man. I think Money in the Bank is going
to
be pretty
good. This could be the trick to get, and I remember they all say it a lot, and Woods says it a lot, that Kofi deserves a world title. This could be the trick to get Kofi to world title.
Man, Kofi, you know what?
He deserves
it. Kofi's career, what he's done, that is the only thing he's never held. And damn, the dude has been putting in work for what? Yeah. How many years?
He debuted at least over like 15.
I think he's been putting in work. Granted, he was from Jamaica when he first came out.
Oh my God. I thought you was from Jamaica.
That accent was way over time.
But I've always rocked with Kofi though. I've always liked Kofi. Kofi's dope, bro.
He was with when the U.S. title was a spinner belt. He was rocking it back then. Yeah. Like he's had every belt except the world title.
I can't believe. Remember that he's when never I was held the world title.
Remember when I was telling you, I believe it. Come on, wrestling's mad racist, yo.
Remember I was telling you that they were talking about that they had plans to move Big E in the shakeup, but they decided not to.
They didn't do it.
So that's why I think like maybe they might do Big E.
But they don't have to break them up.
No, they don't have to break them up. But I was saying like, I don't know. I think Big E would be the better singles run competitor.
For Vince McMahon, of course.
But then I'm also thinking, would Kofi and Xavier be a good tag team though?
Like, Oh, hell yeah.
Great tag team. I'm saying because you know, usually the midnight hour is Big E. Like, the move is Big E holding them and then
have to get a new move.
Exactly. So I was thinking that. But if you think, like, oh, if Xavier and Kofi can still hold down a tag team, then let Big E run for the title.
I just fantasy booked the whole Money in the Bank pay per view.
I like that.
If the New Day won it, and then Shinsuke wins the world title, and then New Day's music hit, and they cash in. They triple team on Shinsuke. And then Kofi gets the pin.
Yeah, let Kofi take
it. Or they all just pile on.
Oh, man. Fantasy booking 101 by lead booker Mega Ran.
I would love to see. I know it's not going to happen. It just makes me happy.
Yeah.
But we have a lot. There's how many more weeks is, what, 3 or 4 weeks going in? Before almost we have a to month. Talk about Money in the Bank. We have a lot of build coming.
They're doing a good job of hyping it.
Do you guys think Sanity going to show up before Money in the Bank?
I hope so. How do you have people?
That's Eric Young's team?
That tag team is not have them really pop up. Because
I'm trying to figure
side.
Out, like, are they going to show up at Money in the Bank?
Like he was saying, SmackDown tag team is so full right now.
What is the tag? Who has the straps?
The Bludgeon Brothers. And they don't even have any competitors right now.
There's no number one contender.
So
right
the
now.
Usos.
Which would be another good reason.
Well, New Day's probably going to be out of the equation.
They're on SmackDown, right? Sanity?
Yeah.
I think so, man.
Y'all don't want to see them fight the Bludgeon Brothers?
It's a little weird. No. I don't know.
I think they should get back on Raw because that Raw tag team division is not
That's my go to the bathroom, grab another drink.
Raw needs them.
That match is not entertaining at all.
Sandy, I think, but it's kind of too late. But yeah. I wouldn't mind them going to Raw.
There's a lot that's going to happen between now and is the it's Brock's not fighting that Money like, in the Bank, right?
No idea yet.
Yeah, the Raw title is probably not going to be seen until SummerSlam.
Contender right now. Nobody's talked about a number one contender at all. Roman's in with gender.
Maybe that'll be a number one contender match. No, because they felt when he came out, he told Roman that he wasn't.
They're not
going to
give us Roman
shots.
Brock again.
Yeah. They said Roman's opportunities are over. Yeah. So it's got to be somebody else.
And he's not. He doesn't got an opportunity for Money in the Bank. He doesn't get an opportunity for number one contender.
You know what, man? They're giving people what they want. Roman's not in the main event picture. Y'all should be happy. You should be cheering for him right now.
Put Braun Strowman against Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam and let fucking Braun take the strap and give Brock a break.
I would
By that time, Brock will have already had the title longer than CM Punk. Let's keep it real. That's what they're holding.
Well, that's what they're playing.
They want to erase CM Punk as much as they possibly can.
Pretty much.
Yep. And Brock is one of those guys. Brock doesn't need a belt.
But he doesn't need a loss on his record either, though.
He's got to lose.
If they're
at
like,
some
oh,
point,
Braun
though.
Beat you down, you're nothing. You know what I mean?
He's got to lose at some point, though.
Yeah, I don't got a problem with that because,
I think he's only lost.
Especially
like,
what he's getting paid right now.
When's the last time Brock lost?
Yeah, man. Go sit down. Go sit home for a little bit.
Okay.
Jesus.
I was about
really?
To say, was it Seth when he stomped
Jesus
him?
Christ. It was Goldberg.
He doesn't have to go to UFC. His contract doesn't have to be over. Just lose and go chill for a little bit. Go to your ranch.
They're not paying him to chill.
They're not paying him anything. They're only paying him when he comes.
Oh, he only pays when he gets
appears. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
I think they're going to do that. Once he gets CM Punk's record, I think he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, like,
I think they want to keep him to get that record erased.
Hey,
and then move forward.
Speaking
because
of Punk,
then he still has the rematch, but he can go chill.
He'll get that.
Speaking of Punk, You guys think we're going to see an appearance or something CM Punk related around All In?
They got him booked at Pro Wrestling Tees.
They have him doing a meet and greet.
A meet and greet.
At Pro Wrestling Tees, right?
Wow.
I think he's going to get in that ring. I'm not saying he's going to fight.
Yes. But he's going to show up.
He's going to at least be in the building.
Oh, and the crowd is going to go insane.
Oh, the building's going to blow up.
First of all, CM Punk, it's already sold out. So at this point, like, that won't sell any more tickets.
It's icing on the cake. But, it's just like.
But they can't say anything until after his match. Because that's when they asked the Bucks about it during the press conference. They were like, we think CM Punk still loves wrestling.
He does.
And we can't say anything else until his match is, until he's got a UFC fight.
Did you guys hear of the CM Punk Bullet Club?
Jesus.
Talk.
That would be crazy.
CM
every Smark's head would explode.
You know what, man?
If he shows up and joins Bullet Club.
I think if CM Punk was going to come back to wrestling, he would come back to the indie scene, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, I think so. And if he loses at UFC,
he would flourish in New Japan. He would flourish
in ROH.
He's
coming. If he gets beat down again, he's done with UFC.
But if he comes back to wrestling, if he does come back to wrestling, does the indie scene, does New Japan, does ROH, whatever, is there ever a point in time, because you can never say never,
never,
that we see CM Punk back in the WWE? I know his lawsuit, the lawsuit is still pending.
The lawsuit's got to clear.
But after that, if he does come back to wrestling, there's too much money to be made.
We talk about that all the time. Vince is the dude who is the least petty of anybody. Yeah. He'll bring anybody back.
For the bread.
Yeah, it's nothing personal with him.
Well, that's why Kurt Angle was wrestling in TNA for 10 years.
Well, Hogan.
Exactly.
Before he came in.
They're talking about Hogan coming back. Speaking of Hogan. Anything can happen.
Did you
they brought Warrior back.
Have you seen the most recent story about Hulk, how he apologized to some fans?
Some fans and some things.
Is that legit? Is that from a credible source? I read that and I was like, did he really say that?
Because I didn't click the link. I should have, but it didn't sound right at all. Like, I apologize to those few fans that I hurt. And it's like, what are you saying?
There's no way he could come out and say that. You gotta be smarter. You gotta be smarter than that.
Hulk. I don't want to spend too much time on Hogan. Yeah, gotcha. Man, I feel like he'll come back at some point.
Yeah, and
nothing's impossible in WWE, man.
CM Punk, CM Punk at All In. Woo-hoo.
Man. Well, all right.
Well, you know what's funny?
But who would you want to see CM Punk today if he came back one time for WrestleMania? Who would you want to see him fight?
Okay, so this is just me.
Go ahead.
All right. I would want him to do a run-in on Kenny Omega.
It's not WWE.
No, but I'm saying for All In.
Oh, yeah.
For All In. If he does a run-in on Kenny Omega. Messes him up.
Okay.
And they give him a Bullet Club t-shirt.
It's the Chicago colorway.
I would love that.
And there you go.
Ooh. I was thinking WWE, but that's even better.
CM Punk in New Japan.
I was going to say CM Punk versus Cody Rhodes.
They could tease that at All In. They really could.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying.
Cody and Punk?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can do that at All In, and then you can tease like a fight.
Cody's doing an NWA championship match there. So
against who?
Nick Aldis.
Yeah, ooh, I had to tweet about that.
10 pounds
Cody's,
of gold.
Cody's going to win the 10 pounds of gold. He's going to win the same but
his
dad
won. It's his show. He's got to.
Hey, am I going to get frowned upon at All In if I'm rocking a WWE strap? Because I'm going to have a belt by then.
Oh, shoot. What belt you getting?
I don't know.
Are you going to buy that one off eBay?
The winged eagle?
I don't know. Is it going to be frowned upon?
I don't think so.
No.
You're gonna see a lot of WWE.
Man,
stuff.
Hey, in Matt Maniacs, if you want to donate to our Patreon, there's a wrestling ring available for purchase and surprise.
It really is.
I was like, yo, can we like
we actually
borrow
thought
it?
About just
can we rent it
for the weekend? We would just put it up in somebody's backyard and just wrestle.
Just do a podcast from inside the
and
ring,
and just get like really winded and drink beer. Inside
you know what's funny?
Hey,
great. You know what's crazy? Like, I low-key want to, like, hit him up and be like, yo, can we come come check it out? Like, I'm a legit buyer.
Can we just mess around in
it? And then just jump in it and do some moves.
Frog splash! Yo, just because.
Yo, guys, we should do that. Like, can you set it up
so
we can come check it out?
What do you want to do with this ring?
We're thinking about buying it. We got a federation we're starting.
Not what he would ask you. I'm asking you guys. What do you want this ring for?
We'll set it up once a month.
The same reason why I want to buy a belt. Why am I going to spend $600 on a belt
just
to wear it every once in a while?
I'm saying, where are we going to set it up at? If we're going to get it, we need it for something. We're going to set up and do live podcasts
in
the ring.
In it. Yeah.
We'll have it'll be like Matt Mania
Labs in the DigiLabs parking lot.
We'll have an all indie card.
Yo, we can get Jack Jameson, we can get Leva, we can get Nintendo.
Matt Manny on commentary.
No, that's what I was saying. We can't do all that, but I wanted to bring what was trying to
Why can't we do that? We could do that.
We could. But I'm just.
We're not going.
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to step on Phoenix people in the Saints' toes who already.
I mean, it's been just, doing you know, their thing. Living the boyhood dream.
But
know?
That's what it is. I was wondering if Rand was trying to rap in it. So trying to throw shows.
Maybe.
In
so you're saying I shouldn't go check it out and try to do a five-star frog splash off maybe. The top rope? Might not be a good idea.
Just one.
Go ahead.
I may or may not die, but it's cool.
You can smash your guts.
Just land on the guy whose ring it is.
Want to pull a hammerlock DDT on somebody?
Yo.
Hook it and bam.
Matt Maniacs, definitely subscribe. You know, check us out on Patreon.
Patreon.com every little bit helps. Matt Mania Podcast. Get us on Twitter at Matt Mania Podcast. Yes. Hit us on Instagram at Matt Mania Pod. Yes. And you can find all of our links there. But thank you for your support.
We appreciate y'all.
Recap, we'll be at StarCast.
Yes. Yeah, and I was about to give out some of those other.
On All In. And we got to wrap up. So if you got to wrap up, let's do it.
Yeah. So we'll be at StarCast at Podcast Row along with other podcasts such as Sitting Ringside, Rant with Ant, Keeping It Real.
I like Rant with Ant.
Secrets of WCW Nitro. That's Neil Pruitt, who is the voice of NWO.
Yes.
The following announcement
is paid for by the New World Order.
New Age Insiders Wrestling will be there.
Nice.
You're going to have Wrestling with Marty and Sarah. Love Wrestling.
Oh, we're buddies of the show.
They're great. I like them.
I love
Kings
Marty
of the
Sarah.
Ring will be there. Hitting the Marks will be there. High Spots will be there. Heels and Quads. Court of Nerds. Band from Ringside. We got Divas, Drop Kicks, and Dives will be there.
That's a lot of podcasts.
And All
man.
Things Wrestling Radio. And that's just some of the ones that they've announced.
What about the Good Brother at the Steel Cage podcast?
I don't know if they put in to even go. So
I think they're going, but I don't know if they're going to be a podcast on Podcast Row. But those guys, I think, will be there.
Yeah, they might be half in also. They might just be going all in.
That is the theme. We are
together with us and them, we'll be all in.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. All right, so as always, ladies and gentlemen, keep your shoulders off the mat. Thank you so much. And if you see any really good phone Becky memes, because I just saw one here that has her in the car with Tupac and Suge Knight.
Jesus Christ.
Which might have took the cake for me. So if you see any good ones, let me know. Thank you again for hanging out. And we're about to make like Enzo and be out. Peace.
Oh, no.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.